Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Be in a space of those who are doing what you want to do, who are thinking like you want to think, who are speaking like you want to speak. It's better to be around those people if you can find a way to be around those folks. Invest in yourself. Sacrifice if you have to, but get around those who are heading where you want to go.
Get in those rooms.
Yeah.
If you're a go-getter, faith-driven, and family-focused, and need to break through to your next level, this is the podcast for you. Your self-talk can reshape every area of your life. It's time to dream and think big. Welcome to the Self-Talk Experience with Darnell and Tracy Self. It's time to elevate, baby. Let's get into the show.
Hi, I'm back. Welcome to the Self-Talk Experience. I'm Tracy Self, and this is Darnell Self.
Hey, what's up, everybody? We are happy to be back in our second part of 2025.
Yes. Did you miss me?
Hey, welcome back to the Self-Talk Experience, where we understand and we coach and encourage people to really pay close attention to the things we're saying to ourselves, because 70,000 plus conversations we have every day are with ourselves.
I think I have more than that. Actually, I have issues.
She's a yapper.
I do.
She's fluent in Japanese.
You think I yap to myself too?
I'm sure you do. I'm positive you do. Listen, guys, this is a self-talk experience. And, you know, our tagline is, hey, look, the things we say to ourselves about ourselves will eventually determine what we attract and even who we attract for ourselves. So please be very careful with the story you're telling yourself about yourself to yourself.
I believe that. And sometimes I find myself in like a slump some days, kind of sluggish, trying to get myself together. And I'm realizing sometimes I snap myself out of it because I'm saying to myself, I'm so tired. I don't want to be up right now. I didn't get enough sleep last night. Why didn't I go to bed earlier? And I'm speaking to myself and it's kind of messing me up a little bit. So now I'm trying my hardest to switch that up a little bit and say, no. You got this. This is going to be a great day. You're not tired. Why would you be tired? And sometimes when you say those things to yourself, you almost convince yourself, right?
Yeah, no, it's so true. And I think one of the keys to self-talk is being around those who are saying wonderful things to themselves about themselves. Mm-hmm. And they're saying things not like, well, I have to. They're saying, I get to. Like, I get to work out. If, you know, I have to sounds like a chore or a task. And no one wants typically to look forward to a chore or a task, but you know, I get to means that, man, I feel honored because somebody wants to and can't.
Yes, and also too, babe, that was spot on when you said also the people that you attract and who you're around and who you communicate with and talk to all day. Because even in a text message, when I'm talking to my nieces or my daughter, I'll say, good morning, beautiful one. Hi, gorgeous. And when people say that to me, it's like, oh, thank you very much today.
Yeah.
And sometimes you don't feel that way.
Yeah.
But it's nice to be reminded.
Yeah. And I think that's, you know, the episode today. And by the way, again, thank you guys so much for staying plugged into the Self-Talk Experience. It's been a few years now. And now we do seasons. And so we're 3 months on in season and 3 months off season and 3 months back on. And so here we are, July 2025, if you're watching this when we first launch it, because we launch it every Thursday. So every Thursday in two seasons a year. So January, February, March, we're on. And then off for 3 months and then back on July, August, and September. So welcome again. We appreciate your support. And hopefully you're seeing a difference in what you're attracting for yourselves. And today we thought that we talk real briefly about proximity and how it lends to perspective. Proximity and, you know, closeness. being present and how it lends to perspective, because perspective matters.
We always talk about the power in proximity. Is that the same thing?
Yeah, I mean, there's yes and no.
Okay.
So yes, there's power in being in an environment,
mm-hmm.
but it
mm-hmm.
also gives you an opportunity to see things in a way you couldn't have seen it if you weren't in that environment.
Right.
You see, someone can tell you, they can take notes on it, but to experience it is different.
Yes.
So it can go, like we send our kids on mission trips when they were younger to experience different parts of the world, different cultures, because three of our kids really grew up with us having money, access to finances. And if we weren't careful in putting them into different environments, they may think everybody lives like this.
Right.
And I never wanted them to think that they were better because they had more. I wanted them to think that, man, we're blessed because we're in an environment where the opportunities existed for us to take advantage of them.
Absolutely.
And there's certain environments, there is no opportunity. It's an underserved market with an underserved people that don't have the same opportunities as we do.
Right, and when you do something all the time, sometimes it's the twisted mind effect where you assume everyone
That's exactly
does
right.
the same thing. We were talking about just flying on an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm used to flying on an airplane. I've been blessed to be able to travel a lot. But what was the percentage of the average person that flies? Remember?
Yeah, I don't remember the numbers, but it's a small percentage fly, and there's a large percentage of people who've never been on a plane.
But a large percentage of people who are frightened.
Yeah, exactly.
They have the chance and opportunity, but they don't feel comfortable doing it, right? So instances like that, what I was talking about, sometimes we think we're in a kind of a bubble.
Yeah.
And we think that everybody is kind of doing not so well, or vice versa, that, oh, everyone's doing well.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be able to kind of relate to each one.
Yeah, right? Yeah. No, So what I found is exactly what you're saying. You know, as we started to really build our business, you know, me being in environments where people who had little reminded me of where I had come from.
Right.
And I was really appreciative of that, not because you want to see people in that position,
mm-hmm.
but being in that environment helps you to feel so grateful and blessed that you are privileged to think about things
mm-hmm.
that you used to worry about in a way that you could have never imagined that things could be different, so different, when you're in that space and everybody you know is in that space. So here's what you want to say something?
Well, I was going to ask you this perspective too. Sometimes when we've struggled mm-hmm. and it's been really hard
mm-hmm.
and we went through a really trying time, a lot of people block it out once they've come out of it. Do you think that's healthy to block it out, or is it better to remember so you can remember how others may feel what they're in that position?
Yeah, I mean, I can only speak from my own experience. And from my experience, it's been good to compartmentalize and put things kind of in a bucket, if you will,
mm-hmm.
so that they don't...
It'll dominate your thoughts.
Exactly. And it doesn't influence where I'm supposed to be mentally in that moment.
Right.
Right. And so sometimes you have to be careful because mm-hmm. we're bleeding on people who didn't even cut us.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in that place where, you know, we are supposed to be inspiring people, but because we haven't healed through that space that we're talking about, and we think we're inspiring, but we got people like sad and depressed and like, man. And so, and it's because we spoke from a place that we hadn't healed from yet,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't come across the same. It is not communicated the same.
I agree.
So it's like, so this whole proximity brings perspective is like.
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Imagine if you're halftime in a football game. Okay. I know you're a football mom, so you can relate to this.
Yes.
But even if you don't watch sports, right? So the team goes back into the locker room at halftime.
Okay.
Whether they're winning or losing. But in this case, let's just say, you know, they need to talk. Say, hey, look, we can do better when we come back out of the locker room in third quarter. And so you had one teammate say, look, I'm going to go in the locker room and coach will just talk to me. Hmm. Then I'll come back out and tell you guys what coach told me so that we can go out here on the field and take advantage of this third quarter.
But that's not what they do.
Versus, you tell me what you think is better, because we haven't talked about this.
Okay.
Versus the whole team going to the locker room, coach talking to them. They get to talk about each other. Like, all right, man, so what we're going to do is, and so now it's collaborative.
The proximity.
So they're all in the locker room together. They're all experiencing the same thing. They're all picking up the energy. Like, man, we're better than this.
Right.
We're not giving it 1,000%.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Rather than somebody trying to come out and say, all right, man, let me tell you, coach was on one. And I'm telling you, man, what he said is that we all can do better.
Right.
But it's different when you're in the space, in the environment, than trying to bring back and try to tell people. You ever try to tell someone an experience like, oh, my gosh. And then you could tell the person's not quite getting it. So you just say,
Had to be there.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
So it gives you perspective. It gives you
Absolutely.
An understanding. It gives you a different thought process because you experienced it yourself. And this is the power of being in certain spaces and not just saying you go to church or you go to the convention or you go to the gym and you know you work out and then tell me you know how it goes. Well, you're not going to get muscles that way, right? You're not going to get fit by sending someone else to do the work and then bring it back to you, especially if the person at the gym is the trainer. The person at the gym is the coach and the mentor.
Yes.
Are they supposed to bring that back? The person who, you know, one time, right? They worked out one time with a coach or with a trainer, and now they're the trainer going to tell you how to do it. That's just not going to work.
No.
But that's why it gives you a different perspective. You're like, no, you listen, you got to go get this trainer. Oh, my gosh, you have to go to this restaurant. Not, hey, I asked them what the ingredients were in that particular entree, and now I'm going to cook it for you. Typically, if you're not an executive chef, it's not going to come out the exact same way just because you got the ingredients.
That's true. That's very true.
This is why I do my best to tell folks, hey, look, if you can be in a space of those who are doing what you want to do, who are thinking like you want to think, who are speaking like you want to speak, it's better to be around those people if you can find a way to be around those folks. Invest in yourself. Sacrifice if you have to, but get around those who are heading where you want to go.
Get in those rooms.
Yeah. It's key. I'm telling you, this proximity thing is real. And now, and you know what I realized too? What I realized too is that sometimes if it's your norm, you don't realize that it's not normal for everybody.
That's what I said.
I know. And I'm just saying that you, because you said this, but think about this. Like, when other people come into your environment, you really start to appreciate when they tell you that.
Yes.
That's what you were talking about.
That's what I was, yeah.
Yeah. So think about this. When we first moved to Houston, guys, which, by the way, was this year, and our realtor, who was amazing, was really talking about after.
Shout out to Nichelle.
So we told her, hey, this is what we're looking for, right? This is where we are in the stage in our lives. Mm-hmm. This is what we would like, right? Mm-hmm. And she was perfect at finding us the places to look at. And so one of the things she said, and you know, she won't mind me saying it, after she found our property, after she found our spot, she said, thank you guys. I know you guys are thanking me, but thank you because being around you help me to think bigger.
Yes.
And I was like, really? What do you mean? And she's like, I'm just listening to you guys say, all right, so if we go back to Atlanta and catch a flight and pick up Milan, which is our daughter, and then she could fly with us and we can get the kids, we can all go. And we weren't saying it because we're talking to each other.
Right.
So it's not like we were trying to impress anybody because we were just talking to each other. Well, she was ear hustling.
She was listening.
I'm messing with the trail. But she was like, I'm just listening. I'm like,
yeah.
I really, like, it must feel good to think about what it is you need to do without thinking about the cost that's associated with what you like to do.
Mm,
and
that was good, man.
I know, but this is what she said. So it hit me, and I thought, Are you right? Because when we were talking about what we needed to do, we didn't say, all right, so but how much is this? We were just thinking about what needed to happen. Mm-hmm. Now, don't get me wrong. She's always looking for the least expensive flights. That's not my point. The point is, either way, whether it was $400 or $600 for the flight, that wasn't the point behind whether we were going to do it or not.
Right.
We were going to find the least expensive, inexpensive flight so we can save money. But the point is, guys, when you are in certain rooms, you can't help but to think the room that you're in, which is the reason why you want the room to stretch you, not shrink you. Mm-hmm. Because if you're not careful, you're like, yeah, you're right. We probably, I don't know why, that's probably too risky. And now I'm shrinking, mm-hmm. right? I'm dwarfing my goals because I'm around folks who start saying things like, most people don't succeed at doing that. Most folks don't make it to the league. Most folks don't, mm-hmm. right? Or you may be too old for that.
And you buy into it.
Yeah. You buy into it, guys. And that's why it's important that mm-hmm. the room, we're talking about proximity breeds perspective, and you start to see things differently no matter what it is, small or big, right? Futuristic or past.
Yes.
And if in a room, everyone's talking about the past, one of two things is going to happen, guys. One, you're going to think, ew, why am I in this room? Everybody keeps talking about things they can't change. Mm-hmm. So now you gain perspective. You're like, I've grown because I've been in this room a lot and never realized that they're all talking about the past or people, not ideas in the future.
Wow.
Or you're like, this is the room I need to be in. I just grew from this room. They said things I never knew. And now that I've learned, mm-hmm. I've stretched myself and I'm ready to think bigger so that I can attract bigger, all because I was in proximity to those who I wanted to be more like.
Yes.
All right, guys, it brings perspective. You start thinking about things differently. And then when you think about things differently, you say different things. And you say different things is what this is all about. You have different self-talk, and when you have different self-talk, guys, you tell yourself things differently about yourself, and now you're attracting better things for yourself.
Well, you've missed our self-talk, family. You're so talkative today. I'm a yapper.
Normally, y'all go back and watch old episodes, right? Y'all know who's the yapper in this family.
I wanted to, but you were just on a roll.
Oh, sorry. You want to say something before we end?
Nah, I'm fine.
Guys, it's never been easy for me. But next month, 31 years. Now, this month, 31 years married to this one. All right, guys, this has been another episode of the Self-Talk Experience. Remember, the things we say to ourselves about ourselves eventually determines what and even who we attract for ourselves.
And there's power in proximity. So if you're in my proximity, you have the power.
Take care, guys. See you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Self-Talk Podcast with Darnell and Tracy Self. We hope you enjoyed. Be sure to rate and review this podcast on your favorite podcast listening platform. And we'll see you next time. And remember, talk good to yourself. Talk good to yourself.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.